The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Warehouse man Chuck Forbes unloads freight cars. Big job. And this makes it tougher. He needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body. All the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has 7 fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
My, it certainly would be nice to have breakfast just once without you buried in the paper.
I'll be right with you, darling. I just want to glance at the headlines here.
I used to think cartoons about husbands reading the paper at breakfast were sort of funny. Funny how unfunny they seem to me now. Oh, well. By the way, I don't like to start your day wrong, but there's no cream for your coffee. I used it yesterday for the salad dressing. The milkman hasn't showed up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
However, the mailman came early. Look at the Christmas cards still coming in. Be careful, you're going to knock over your orange juice, dear.
Yeah. Well, I see they got that fellow that robbed the gas station.
Fine. I hope Betsy got up. I called her. Aunt Effie's still sleeping, or was when I came down. Not at all like her. Hey, you look nice this morning, dear. Oh.
Oh, what? Something wrong?
No, don't. Just...
Just what?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd, well, have on the new necktie I gave you.
No. I got on this one.
Yes, I see. Don't you like the one I gave you?
Well, yes, darling, very much.
You said you liked it Christmas. You just raved about it.
Oh, why, yes, honey. It's a beautiful tie.
Well, you hadn't worn it yet. I thought you'd probably have it on today.
I was in kind of a hurry this morning. I just grabbed the first one I found.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a step on it, too. Honey, look, hadn't you better check on Betsy? She'll be late to school.
No, we're not late this morning, dear. We're early. Betsy has plenty of time.
Well, you know how she dawdles. Now tell her to get down here.
Well, all right. Honestly, you were right. That little Dickens had gone back to sleep. I told her to get up right this instant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, put the paper down and let's talk. We so seldom have breakfast, just the two of us anymore. I want to say something.
Yeah, go ahead, darling. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, you know, dear, if you don't like the tie, you can take it back.
Huh?
The tie. You can take it back. The one I gave you for Christmas.
Oh, no, darling. I don't want to take it back.
Well, you don't seem to like it.
I do like it.
Well, you don't wear it.
Well, I was just in a hurry again. I grabbed the first one I could. Honey, did you see this cartoon? Boy, I don't know how this guy thinks of these things every day. No kidding. You know, it must be a job being a cartoonist.
Mm-hmm. Goodness, here's a Christmas card from Rio de Janeiro. Who do we know there? Oh, it must be Bill and Jean Moss. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Honey, where's the cream?
Oh, and Jean didn't even write a note on it. Oh, yes, she did on the
back. Darling, where's the cream?
I told you there isn't any. Jean says we really love it down in Rio and wish you could both fly down.
No cream?
It certainly is. I told you I used the cream we had for salad dressing yesterday and the milkman didn't come yet this morning.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
No, I brought in some milk. You can use it.
I want milk in my coffee.
Yeah, drink it black for once. It isn't going to kill you.
I don't happen to like black coffee, as I have mentioned a million times.
Here's your toast. Didn't you hear it pop up?
No.
It's still warm. Pass your plate. Of course, how you can stand coffee with all that cream and sugar in anyhow. Ooh.
Sweetheart, look, let's not go through this all the rest of our lives, huh?
Well, if you would try drinking it black once, dear, I'll bet you'd never go back to cream and sugar.
Why is it that people who drink their coffee black always feel so superior?
I don't feel superior.
People who drink their coffee black always try to convert everybody else to drinking it that way.
It tastes better.
It tastes better to you. Tastes bitter to me.
All right. All I ever want to do is to get you to try it.
I have tried it. I don't like it.
Well, honey, if you would drink it black 3 or 4 times until you got used to it, I'll bet you would never go back.
I don't want to get used to it. I like it with cream and sugar.
All right, drink it with cream and sugar.
I can't. There isn't any cream.
Oh, you. I'm sorry, dear. I hope the milkman hasn't ruined your day.
Well, darn near.
I think I know what you're a little upset about. It's not the cream. It's the tie, isn't it?
Huh?
You don't like it. The one I gave you. Darling, you can take it back and exchange it. I don't mind at all if that's what you're worrying about. Take it back if you don't like it.
I do like it.
Well, you don't wear it.
Well, I haven't had a chance. I mean, it's such a nice tie. I've been waiting until something special comes along. I mean, I've been sort of saving it.
No, you don't have to save it for something special. I thought you could wear it to work. Why wouldn't it look nice with the suit you have on?
Oh, no, Donna. I think for this suit, I need a tie with some brown in it. I mean, this is a brown suit.
And... Oh, here, let me get you some more coffee. Well, I think the tie I gave you has some brown in it, dear.
Probably. It's got everything else in it.
What?
Nothing, darling. Nothing, honey. I was just making an observation.
Coffee. I think I'll go up and get the tie, dear. I'll just bet it has some brown in it.
Oh, no, honey, don't bother.
Sweetheart,
please. I've got to gulp down this coffee and get to the office. I'm so late now. Honey, don't bother. Oh, golly, Travis.
Honestly, you ought to get a bigger tie rack, dear. This must have fallen off. You know where I found it?
Well, no. Where?
In the back of the closet behind your old pair of sports shoes. It must have fallen down and gotten pushed back there.
Yeah. Oh, for Pete's sakes, my new tie.
Yes.
Oh, well, look at it, honey. Well, it's too wrinkled to wear today, anyhow.
Oh, no. It isn't. It really isn't wrinkled at all. That's one thing. It's
yes.
A fairly good tie, you know. Here, try it on.
Darling, really, I haven't got time. And besides, this brown suit is kind of conservative and...
Well, this tie is certainly conservative, don't you think?
Well...
Don't you think it is?
Well, for this suit, no. I mean, it's a little... Well, not loud, exactly, but...
Loud?
No, I said it wasn't loud, really. It's,
try it on. Just try it on, can't you?
Well, all right. Just a second now.
Oh, it really is a beautiful tie, isn't it? You know, I looked all over town. I really just traipsed all over to get it. Wanted just the right one, because you're so fussy. Oh, that looks nice, dear. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Honey, it just doesn't look right with this suit, you know what I mean?
Well, you can't tell by looking at yourself in the toaster. Now get up. Come on over here and look in this mirror. See what a difference? Oh, honey, it's very nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, I really think it would look better with my gray suit.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all,
dear.
You don't? It looks very nice with this. Button your coat.
Well, I...
Mm-hmm, it's very nice. Look, what's the matter? Don't you like it? My goodness, honey, if you don't like it, say so. You won't hurt my feelings in the slightest. Things like this are a matter of personal taste. You don't have to wear it if you don't really like it. I honestly wish you'd say so, dear.
All right, I don't like it.
Oh. Well, then take it back and exchange it, silly. Why don't you say so, huh?
Oh, well, you know, honey, I didn't know how you'd take it. You know how women are.
Oh.
Honey, you don't really mind if I exchange it?
Why, no, you silly thing.
You give me a kiss.
You old silly. Why would I mind?
Well.
Now, come on, finish your breakfast now. Finish opening the mail.
Boy, I tell you something. When I opened that tie box Christmas morning,
uh-huh.
I thought... Uh-oh, how can I ever tell her I don't like it, you know?
Yes. Well, it wasn't so bad telling me, was it?
No, but golly, you can't tell about women.
Oh, well, darling, you just take that tie right back and exchange it.
Yeah, I will.
What don't you like about it?
I knew it,
I'm
so
not
help
mad.
Me.
I'm not mad. I'm just asking a simple question. What don't you like about it? I mean, I don't like the
way it ties. I don't like the color. I don't like the material. I don't like the way it hangs. And I don't like a tie with bird dogs all over it.
That tie was painted by hand.
I don't care if it was painted by foot. I still don't like it. Now you ask me to tell you the truth.
All right. You don't like it. That's all right.
Okay.
just happens to be the very same tie that Clark Gable wore in his latest picture, that's
all.
Oh,
look.
And I believe Clark Gable is one of Hollywood's best-dressed men.
Look, I don't give a darn what Clark Gable wears.
Well, apparently Clark Gable and I don't have very good taste,
look,
I guess.
I did not say you didn't have good taste. Look, you said to me...
And it doesn't have bird dogs all over it. It has one tiny, little, lovely, hand-painted bird dog.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, is something wrong?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If you have a cold, bronchitis, or the chicken pox, you naturally get to work at once to do something about curing the disease. If the symptoms of some physical illness appear, you try to prevent the illness from getting worse. But far too many of us look upon one of the most serious and most prevalent of illnesses, mental or emotional disturbances, as some sort of a stigma. We're afraid to admit when mental illness occurs in our family and often wait until too late to do something about it. But the rigors of modern living can bring on tensions in any of us, and these tensions can develop into very serious mental disorders if something isn't done to alleviate them. A great deal of wonderful work is being accomplished in the prevention, treatment, and cure of mental illness. If we treat it just as another form of disease, call in the right people to deal with it, support our local mental health organizations, and accept those who have been cured of mental disorders as we would anyone cured of a physical illness, we'll all be helping to combat and reduce a serious threat to the security and well-being of our nation.
All I can say is, I don't think it's very nice to tell somebody you don't like what they gave you for Christmas. I don't blame her for being upset at all.
Aunt Effie, she said she wanted me to tell her honestly. She said if I didn't like it, I could exchange it. She wanted me to, she said.
Well, haven't you learned yet that even when people say that, they don't really mean it? They'd much rather you insisted on keeping the one they picked out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, now, how did this all start, anyhow?
I asked him why he hadn't worn the tie I gave him for Christmas.
Well, now that you mention it, I notice he hasn't worn the tie I gave him, either.
Well, what tie?
That lovely hand-knitted tie that old Mrs. Jensen made? Why, it's just lovely, and it would go with the suit you have on today, don't you think?
Well,
why don't I go get it?
Oh, no, Aunt Effie, look, I'm not even sure where it is.
Well, I know where it is now. I wasn't going to tell you this because I knew you'd feel terrible. But when I was rummaging through the Christmas wrappings in the basement for the top to that pin box, I found the tie I gave you.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, how in the world could that have happened?
Well, we were just careless, that's all. But I said how lucky you were I found it before it was burned up.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
I'll go out and get it. Be lovely with that suit.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie, don't bother. I'm late now. Oh, well.
You poor men. You have to go through this every Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, well.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.